So, if you have given up your home, your relatives, everything. But even you have no taste in these names, hearing Harikatha, this stage is very critical, I told in that class. Very, very critical. And from there, so many new fired devotees, oh, they come down. It is not strange. Because they have no taste. And they again come down. So, we should always be in high class of association, devotees, who can save you. Always hear. Better to hear than you are chanting. First, hear. Stop your chanting. It will not help you. Because you have so many desires here, so many problems here. Also, you are not strong even. So at that time, it will be very good that you should hear from higher. Parikshit Maharaj heard all these things. And even in 7 days, he had no time to practice it. And what became? Everything. So you should have a strong faith in this. And I explained all this, or you can hear by that. I'm going next slok after that. But you should try to chant from beginning today, as much as you can do. Have full faith in this. And if you are in high class of Vaishnavas, like Haridas Thakur, even he was beaten in 24 markets. Oh, he was okay. But there was no blood, no. Only a skeletal was there. But even he was chanting Krishna. And he was thrown down in Ganges, and he began, oh, all right, Hare Krishna, he came. You know Prahlad Maharaj. You know all Ajami land, so I will give examples of all these things. So, you should have. But even if you have no so much taste, a person who has so much gratifications, so many worldly desires, or taste will not come. But there is a process. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, if you are not, you have no taste in these names, for them, his second slow. What? Nam nam akari bahudha nija sarva shakti tatra arpitani mata smarane nakala etadrishi tau kripa bhagavan mamapi du daivam idrisham iha januja. What is the meaning? Yes, sir.
In this verse, the second verse of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sikh Shastakam, he's saying, Nam Nam Akari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis. Oh Bhagavan, you have so many names, thousands and millions of names. And in these names, you have invested Sarva Shakti, all your potency. That means all your strength, all your knowledge, all of your beauty, all of your sweetness, all of your compassion, everything is in your names. There are so many different names. Some names, they are gona, secondary names, like Brahma, Paramatma, Jagannath, control of the universe, all of these names. They refer to the role of God in this cosmic manifestation. But then there are primary names, Mukhya Naam. These names directly refer to the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And among those Mukhya Naams, there are two types, Aishwarya and Madhurya. Those names which are related to the pastimes of the Supreme Lord, which are full of superhuman opulences. And those names which are related to Krishna's pastimes, which are Naravatlila, like ordinary human child. Yet all Aishwarya is there, but his moods with his devotees never surpass the natural relationships. So in Aishwarya names, there is Narayan, Vaikunthanath, Lakshmipati, and among the Madhurya names, Subal Sakha, and more than this.
Mukunda, Madhava, Govinda, Damodar.
Damodar. More than this, the names Yashoda Nandan, Nanda Nandan, and more than this, Radha Kanta, Gopi Dhyana Vallabha, Radha Vinod Bihari. So here Mahaprabhu is saying, Nam Namakari Bahuda Nija Sava Shaktis. You've put all your power and potency in your names. But different names, they have different types of potency. The names which are related to the Aishwarya Gata, related to the Aishwarya Lila, they can reveal in the heart of the sadhak the pastimes related to those four. Radharaman, etc. So this is Mahaprabhu's first suggestion. Nam namakai bahudani jasavya shaktis tatrapitani amatas marnena kala. Now he's saying, there are no fixed rules and regulations in the chanting of this name in regard to time. Generally, when we chant mantra, our Diksha mantra, it should be performed when? In Brahma Muhurta, or in noon, or at Sandhya in the evening, between the setting of the sun and the appearance of the stars. So there are very fixed times in regard to chanting Gayatri Mantra, Diksha Mantras. And also, one should be clean, he should have taken bath, he should be wearing tilak, he should do achaman, should be facing east. There are so many regulations. But in regard to Nam, Harinam, Maha Mantra, Mahaprabhu is saying, Tatrapita niyamata smarane nakalaha. No rules and regulations in regard to time. Any time when you're sitting, walking, when you're eating, sleeping, passing stool, anything you're doing, you can go on chanting this name. There are no fixed rules in this regard. Etadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi. Oh, Bhagavan, you are so kind that you allow us to very easily approach you through the chanting of your names. But, duridaivam idrishamiha janina anuragaha. I am so unlucky, unfortunate, durdaiva, that I have no anurag. Here anurag means, it cannot mean anurag like snehman, pranarag, anurag like this. This is ragatmik mood. So here Acharya's comment. The word anurag means utkanta. I have no eagerness in this chanting. Why? Durdaiva. I am very, very unfortunate. What is that misfortune? Aparad. I have committed so many offenses. Nama Parad, Seva Aparad, Vaishnava Parad, Dhamma Parad, Aparad to all living, ordinary living entities even. These are all types of Aparad. So in this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's teaching us how if we want to have taste in Nam, first we should understand how powerful is this Nam, and secondly, we should lament for our fallen condition of being such a terrible, being in the condition of making so many offenses continuously. So here, in the second verse of Sikhastakam, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, a secret has been hidden here. This verse, the secret hidden within the jewelry case of this verse, is Sadhu Sangha. If one has Sadhu Sangha, then by that association, he can hear about the glories of the name. And only by hearing from Sri Guru and pure Vaishnavas, does the jiva come to realize of his fallen and abominable condition and his offenses. And then he will come to the next stage.
In Vedas, in all Upanishads, in all Purans, Gita, Mahabharata, Ramayana, and especially in Srimad Bhagavatam, everywhere name is glorified. All these are the Vani of Krishna himself. All are words of Krishna. So Vedas are the words of Krishna himself. If anyone is reading Gita or he is singing Vedas, this is also a good thing. But essence of all the Vedas are what? This Govinda name, Krishna name. This is the essence of all Veda. So it has been told, Vedacharani yavat patitani dijatiri. If any one high class of Brahmin, he is reading his Vedas, oh, it is Harinam also, like, because it has been told by Krishna himself. But he is telling, Rigved, Yadurved, Samved, Atharvana, Adhistastena, Jeno, Ukta, Hari, Riti, Aksharatam. Those who are chanting Hari, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, they have studied all Vedas for thousands and thousands of lives before they had passed all these things. No need now to read Vedas. No need at all. Give up all these things. You should chant only the essence of Vedas, Upanishad and all. In Srimad Bhagavata, also it has been told. What has been told? Nama Sankirtanam Jasya Sarva Pap Pranashanam Pranamo Dukshamanastam Namami Hari. Oh Hari Nam. Hari Nam, Hari Nam, Hari Nam Ayyukevalam. Nasteva Gatir Anyatha. Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva. So everywhere it has been told. In Vedas, everywhere, it has been with Mananang, I have explained. Sakritam, Sakrit Uchayitam Jena Hari Iti Aksharadvayam. Those who have chanted, oh Hari, it is two words, two. What that? That they are ready to jump off the ocean of salvation and birth and death, and they are ready to go to Narayan Lok, Vaikuntha Lok. So everywhere name is glorified. You know that once Hanuman, he had a boon from Ramchandra. What name? What boon? That you can have lakhs and lakhs years to hear name of Ram. Less and less turn to chant Ram name. And so much mind to remember the three pastimes of Ram. Thus he was a very high class of devotee, you know, always chanting Ram, Ram, Ram. Once there was a very poor oil maker that is called in India Tevi. Oil maker. No, at that time there was no machine, nothing. So always with a bull covering his eyes and heart doing, oh, go on, go on. And he was moving around that machine, not machine, but in. And drop, oil was coming. So whole day and night he used to do. He had no time at all. Naradrishi one day came and told that, oh, foolish person, why you don't chant Ram Ram? He told, I have no time. You have no time? I will make a time. When you go to pass the stool, what you do? Oh, that time I am free. Then at that time, very time, you should do chant. No harm? No harm. Then we went to pass the stool in Indian
bathroom.
International bathroom, you know? In a jungle. With a water, one lota. Water. And at that time he had nothing to do, so he was chanting Ram, 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 Ram. And he was passing his tour. In the same moment, Hanuman at once came, where anyone chants name. So he at once came. And he saw that this bad person, fellow, is chanting name of Ram, or in this stool passing. He came very angry. And he became so angry that he, what, apne pair se mar, kicked him very strongly on his back. You know that once he did so for Ravan and he was fall down. Meghna, Kumbhakaran, all. So Prajangaji, Hanumanji is so powerful. But this wall maker, this fellow, who was chanting name and easily, nothing to do. And he went on chanting Ram Ram, as if nothing has been done. Then Hanuman was worried. How it became possible that he is alive, that fellow? I kicked him so much, strongly, but he is alive still, and as if anything had not been done. But he went thinking this to palace of Ram. And he heard a voice from out of room, inside. Ram was crossing. Huh? Oh, morning. At once he went inside and he asked Ram, Prabhu, why you are mad? Oh, you have done all these problems and you are now coming to ask me that for how it became. You kicked me on my back. You don't? Oh, I had done so. No, you did. You kicked that fellow who was in Oilwala when he was passing through, and you kicked him so strongly. So I took on my back. So my bones are all done, broken. And you are telling that I have not done. You know that Nam and Nami is same thing. So why you do see it, did so? So we must know that Nam and Nami abhinna. Krishna has invested his whole power, everything in name. Don't doubt. Never you should doubt. Once the same Hanuman was in the palace of, in the court, council of Ramchandra. And those who had fought for Ram, Ramchandra was giving some donation to them. Presentation. He gave presentation to Vibhishan, or to Sugriva, Jamavanta, Nal, Neel, and all monkeys. And they were all satisfied. Then he was thinking to give some donation to Hanuman. But he saw that I have nothing to do, as he has sat day and night for me. So what should I do? He looked to Sita. And Sita has a very valuable, what, alankar, necklace. And it was of the time of marriage with Ram. So Shruti took off, and gave in the neck of Hanuman. Hanuman, one by one, one by one taking, and crushing by his teeth. And he was something looking and showing. All were in wonder. Sita also became sad. How he is using this? And Ram told to him, oh, why you are doing so? Then he told that, I wanted to see whether Ram Nam is in these muktas or not. But I found that no Nam of Ram. So on. No use of. Oh, have you this name in your heart? Oh, surely. And at once he got it. And all saw that Ram, 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 everywhere. So he is a very high class of devotee. Also, Haridas Thakur, you know? He was once in the council of the father of Raghunath Das Goswami. There are so many high class of learned persons, so many Brahmins, reading Veda and Upanishad all. So one of the Brahmins' name was Gopal Chakravarti. And there was a discussion between the counselor there. That one told that by name, salvation easily can be taken. It will come by chanting name. And other was telling, it can be never, it is false. By chanting name, we cannot be liberated. So discussion was also. And in the time Haridas Thakur came, and this question was asked to Haridas Thakur, what is right and what is wrong? He told that both are wrong. By chanting even Namabhas, the salvation, liberation can be easily. No need of chanting pure name. By pure name, love and affection can come. And they will go to Guru Vrindavan also by chanting name. Then that Gopal Chakravarti became very angry. He told that you are lying. You are speaking?
Lie.
I don't believe in this. Name cannot give this salvation and anything. And he told that if you are right, then my nose should go away. And if myself is right, then your nose will go off. And leprosy will come very soon and you will be like so. All began very angry to that Gopal Chapal. You don't know who is Haridas Thakur, and you are telling and discussing with him. Don't do. And then at once, the father of Govardhan, Raghunath Das Goswami, Govardhan, he became so angry and he told that, get out from this council. And what became? Haridas Thakur was very worried. That why I came here in this council, and they are quite quarreling and doing. They have some doubt in them. But anyhow, lamenting, he left that place. But next day, leprosy came to that Gopal Chakravarti. And at once this was
nose.
And not only that, in whole body leprosy came. But this went very soon. So you should always think like that. Don't doubt. After that, he took shelter in the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur when he went to Aparad Bhanjan part in Kuliya Navadvi. And Mahaprabhu told, and then he came. And again, when he took shelter of Haridas Thakur, at once this note began. You know, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, and he was too old now, and he knew that Mahaprabhu soon will disappear from this world. So he prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I don't want to be in this world without you. So first I should go and then you should go. Mahaprabhu told that, don't be worried. What he want? He wanted that, I should be in your lap, my eyes should be in your face, and chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siyad Vaita Gadada Sivasadi Sivoda. I should pass away from this world before you. And it became like so. In his last days, he was sick. Govinda Prabhu, he took some remnant of Jagannath Dev, given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he went to Haridas Thakur and gave to him, oh, you should take prasad. He told that, I am sick, I cannot take. And he did pranam to Mahaprasadam. Hearing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and told Haridas Thakur, what disease you have? He told that, I am okay by body, but my disease is that I cannot complete the round safari name, 3 lakhs. Have you a disease like this, anyone? We are not realizing that. But this is root disease. If you chant, remember, all diseases will go. In Puran, it has been told 3 times that by taking, chanting Hari name, all diseases will go. I promise. Dhanvantari is telling like this. Govinda naam uccharanata nasanti sakala haroga satyam padam dham. I'm telling this. So you should have faith, not only, but Krishna words you have said. And you should chant, and you will realize it. In a day, two, couple of days, everything will be good. No problem. Everything will be set up. You know that Ajamil, he has kept the name of his son, Narayan. And who was his wife? A prostitute, more than a prostitute. And anyhow, he kept the name of his son by that prostitute, Shudrani, Narayan. And he used to call, "Oh, Narayan, Narayan, come on, Narayan, Narayan," like this. And when death came, at once, to take his Atma soul, 3 messengers of Jamdut came. Very, very ferocious, say, false. And he began to pass his stool and urine by fear. And he was so much feared. In the meantime, they were trying to take his soul and take away to Jam Maharaj. But at the same time, he has kept the name of his son, Narayana. These 4 letters became 4 messengers of Krishna. Chaturbhuj Murti. Very wonderful, very beautiful. And they were chanting name of Narayana. They came. What you are doing, silly? Why you have come here? And what you are doing? He is now free from all the worldly sin that he has done by only chanting one name, Namabhas, even. And what he has chanted more when he kept the name of Narayan, he was out of all sins, past, future, and present. All has been done. He is pure. Is that how it is? Oh, you are wrong. In the beginning he was Brahmin, boy. And he was very chaste. He was most obedient to his father and mother. And for this, he went to the forest. But he saw something very lusty thing, and he could not control. Then he went with that Shudrani. And he has kissed his wife, father, mother, his children, everything. He is so naughty and he is so sin maker. So we have come and we will take. Then they told, even one nam is enough for that. You cannot. So if anyone has done, chanted one nam, even Abhas, he is free from all the sins. What sins? Guru Drohi. Even the killer of his father, mother, Brahmatya, Gohanta, all. Though he kicks his wife, also there is very big offense. But Gohanta, very more. So all sins can go, and he can be free from them. And he has done so. So he is not under the control of even Jam. And they fought with them, and they went out. You know this. And after that, he thought that my guru is who? These 4. And then he heard the glories of name. And now he went to Haridwar. And he took bath in Ganges and began to chant what he has heard from now 4 Chaturbhuj messengers. And very soon he had prem, and then he went to Where? Narayan Lok Vaikunthana. So one is sufficient for all sins. But you can go by that, chanting to Narayan Lok, not Braja Lok. Very rare. And koti, thousand and thousand devotees like this, very rare can go to Krishna Lok, Golok. Especially those who will follow gopis, only they can go. Those who will follow Brajavasi, friends, Mata Pita, father and mother like Nanda and Yashoda, and especially gopis, they can really go to Golok, Vrindavan. Other cannot go. This is the process. So you should have a strong belief in them. You know, Narada Rishi was passing through a jungle and he saw that some boar was rolling down on the earth and so many arrows were there. But he was not dying. But he was suffering so much.